Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the new performance hall and the musicians launching season two at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. Opening up our Jazz Northwest for today, that's some music from a new recording by Greg Williamson Quartet called Scenes and Voyages, featuring Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, and Greg Williamson on drums, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Dan Marcus on trombone, and Alexei also getting a little soprano sax, I think, there too at the end. There's a tune titled Tristeza by Udo Lobo, and as I said, comes from a brand new recording by the Greg Williamson Quartet, Scenes and Voyages. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. The music you just heard includes a bunch of musicians who are playing this afternoon in a free Parks concert, which is going on at the Sandpoint Magnuson Park this afternoon, started about 1 o'clock. It's the Pony Boy Jazz Picnic and features many of the artists who record for Pony Boy Records, including the ones just heard, as well as many of those coming up in this next selection here. This is Vern Seelert's music, played by the Vern Seelert Dectet, from the album From There to Here, and wonderful swinging band, original compositions and arrangements by trumpet player Vern Seelert. Heard here in a tune titled Matranga's Tonk. We'll hear Dan Marcus back again, and Tom Varner on horn, French horn, and Richard Cole on tenor sax in this New Orleans-flavored piece called Matranga's Tonk.
Thank you. Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet girl who had a gentle way. A way that caught me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago, I lost it lovingly. If I had to choose again, I would still choose you. Could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime through. And when I lost my heart so many years ago,
Why Did I Choose You? Wonderful song, which was written by Michael Leonard and Edward H. Martin. But the arrangement, with a bit of reharmonization there, was by the late Jack Brownlow. And Darren Clendenin, who was the pianist on this recording, with Clipper Anderson on bass and doing the vocal on Why Did I Choose You? Mark Ivester was the drummer, and that's from Clipper Anderson's album The Ballad of the Sad Young Man. Before that, we were listening to Vern Seelert's Dectet. Vern Seelert, the trumpet and flugelhorn player, composer, and arranger of that group. Dan Marcus was featured on trombone, Tom Varner, the French horn, Richard Cole on tenor sax, and the tune titled Matranga's Tonk. Legend has it, I believe, that Matranga was a guy who ran a bar in New Orleans, which was the first place Louis Armstrong played. I think that's the way I remember it. I may be wrong. Ask Ken Wiley. He'd know. I think he was there. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5. KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon, the Pony Boy Jazz Picnic afternoon. It's in progress right now at Sandpoint Magnuson Park. Sweet little amphitheater there on the north end of the park. Take the north entrance into the park, and you'll see it and hear it as you come in. Pony Boy Jazz Picnic this afternoon will run until 4 or a little later. Greg Williamson Quartet, J. Thomas Neal Boogaloo Cats, Bernie Jacobs, All-Star Big Band and others playing in this free concert, the Pony Boy Jazz Picnic this afternoon. Very informal event, basically a hang for musicians. Tonight's the last night of Larry Coryell's 11th House Reunion Band with Randy Brecker and Mike Mandel at Jazz Alley. Jazz Police Big Band are playing at Tula's starting at 3 this afternoon. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra there tonight at 8. Kenny Mandel's Jazz Works and Improv Workshop at Cuth Buzzard by the Greenwood Post Office on Greenwood in Seattle. And there are jams at Cafe Racer, Daryl's Tav in Shoreline, and Prohibition Grill in Everett. Coming up on Monday, some new music from Portland with Rich Haley's Four and the Michael Vlatkovich Quartet playing at the Royal Room. Dave Marriott Big Band will be at Tula's. Tuesday, Nellie Mackay begins two nights at Jazz Alley. The Django-matics play in the wonderful little French restaurant, the Bastille, in Ballard. And there's a jam with Eric Verlinde at the Owl and Thistle on Post Avenue downtown. Wednesday, Swojo, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, makes an appearance at Tula's and provides a great evening of music, I'm sure. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill, hosting the jam there. Clarence Acox and the Legacy Band will be at the New Orleans on Wednesday as usual. Earl Klew opens a four-night run at Jazz Alley on Thursday, and Tim Kennedy will play an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum at 5:30. That's a free concert. Friday night, special event. This is something you should check out. Dave Lewis Review 2 with Dave Lewis Jr., his son, and Devon Lewis, his grandson. Skerrick, Darius Wilrich, and others, all at Langston Hughes Performing Arts Center. Dave Lewis figures prominently in the early jazz history of Seattle. North Bend Jazz Walk next Saturday evening, starting at 6 with Pete Chrisley, Bill Ramsey, Kelly Eisenhower, Katie Bourne, Greg Williamson, John Hansen, Vern Sealett, and many, many more at various venues in North Bend next Saturday evening, starting at 6. And looking a little further into the future, the week after that, coming up is a full moon jazz cruise on the last of the Mosquito Fleet. The Virginia 5 steamship will feature Jay Thomas and the Neo Boogaloo Cats on Thursday, September 19th. For more info on that, see virginiav.org. That's Virginia V for 5, virginiav.org. Should be a lot of fun. It's patterned after the old jazz cruises the Seattle Jazz Society did in the 60s. One of the popular tunes of that era is featured in the album by Jay Thomas and the Cats, the Neo Boogaloo album, and it's called Cantaloupe Island. Written by Herbie Hancock back then, the tune has become a sort of rallying point for the Cats, this band, and they are also known as Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. Here they are, Jay Thomas on trumpet and tenor sax, John Hansen piano, Chuck Kissler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, and Cantaloupe Island.
Thank you.
interesting juxtaposition of tunes there in that recording from John Hamer's album Hymn. John Hamer, the bass player, with Todd Del Giudice on alto sax and Jeffrey Keezer on piano, and the combination of Giant Steps and It Could Happen to You. Sort of reminds me of something Red Kelly used to say. See, we don't know that song, but we know another one's got a lot of the same notes in it. From John Hamer's album Hymn. We were listening to Jay Thomas and the Cats before that, the Boogaloo Band, the Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, and we heard them doing Cantaloupe Island, Herbie Hancock's great tune, with Jay on trumpet and alto and tenor sax, soloing on alto on that one, John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass. The group plays every Wednesday night at the Ship Canal Grill, and they'll also be playing for the Full Moon Jazz Cruise aboard the Virginia 5. Coming up on the 19th, the Thursday night, and the night of a full moon in September. Should be a beautiful night out there on the water on a great old steamship with some wonderful jazz from Jay Thomas and the Cats. If you'd like more information on that, see virginiav.org. Next up, some music from a night at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver, B.C. This is the Miles Black Trio. Miles Black on piano with Andre Lachance on bass, Julian McDonough on drums, and New York City guest Grant Stewart on tenor saxophone, and Leslie Bricus, Anthony Newley song, Who Can I Turn To?
Mm-hmm.
Former Seattle resident, now a New Yorker, that's Ann Drummond on flute with Benny Green at the piano in that beautiful duo, an original composition by Ann Drummond titled Rustic Room from her new CD Revolving on Origin Records. The Miles Black Trio with Grant Stewart on tenor saxophone from The Cellar in Vancouver. And Miles Black on piano with Andre Lachance on bass, Julian McDonough on drums, joined by Grant Stewart on tenor saxophone in the song Who Can I Turn To? You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next, a little music from Danny Kolke, who is the owner-operator of Boxley's in North Bend, and he himself takes over the piano bench on Sunday evenings, and we'll hear some music from one of those Sunday evenings. He's playing there tonight with his trio. Danny Kolke on piano with John Hamer on bass, Greg Williamson on drums, and an original by Danny called There's a Girl I Know.
Thank you.
That's solo guitar from Earl Clue, who's going to be playing next week at Jazz Alley. He opens on Thursday night and plays through Sunday at Demetrio's Jazz Alley in Seattle next Thursday. And the tune was called Where the Wind Takes Me. It's an original by Earl Clue from his new CD, Handpicked. Before that, we were listening to Danny Kolke Trio live at Boxley's in North Bend. From the CD Sunday Nights, we heard a song called There's a Girl I Know, written by Danny Kolke, who was heard there on piano with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. Danny's trio plays there every Sunday, including this Sunday, and also the North Bend Jazz Walk next Saturday night, and Boxley's will be one of the centerpieces for that jazz walk. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today to Jazz Northwest. Next week, René Marie and Sachal Vasandani in concert from Jazzport Townsend, right here on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.